This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We are live on the Michigan Talk Network. Today's show is brought to you in Grand Rapids, Michigan, from a store called Allen Bob's. And it is all things whitetail, fishing, bear. You want to hunt it? This is the place to be. You know, being a remote location like this, sometimes when you do these gigs on a Saturday morning, you get out here and you get a little equipment failure. And that's what we did this morning. So as soon as I got out here, I was here at 8 o'clock this morning, and I get here, and our great technician here says, we got a problem. Our matrix box is gone.
Absolutely.
So I actually shot down to the studio, got a new matrix box, and that's just kind of the stuff you put up with in radio. But anyway, enough of our technical boobies. So I was a little off my stride here and a little shaken up, and I'm looking at my show plan as I'm talking, trying to get my headset working. And I said we're going into Ted Nugent next, and I foopod. We're really going to be talking here shortly with Chris Marks, who is 8-time champion, grand champion of the American Royal. And, Travis, I don't know if you know what the American Royal is, but it's the biggest barbecue contest in the world.
Really?
This dude won it 8 times.
Wow.
Okay?
Where is it held?
It's in Kansas City.
Jeez, of
course. Yeah, where else?
Right.
And he also won the Jack Daniels once. And so, I mean, after that, he just started teaching. He quit competing because, I mean, why screw up a streak like that?
And where are you going to go?
I take the chance of losing.
Right.
But anyway, I work very closely with Chris. He runs a company called The Good One that makes that smoker for me.
Very
and
good.
My day job is repping that thing. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about whitetail and smoking venison because it's a great thing to do. And before we do that, though, you've poured me a little taste of some beer from the Detroit Brewing Company, which is your company.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 33 years old.
33 years old. Yeah. You own the Detroit Brewing Company.
I do. I'm
what
not the only
one. What in the world is that like?
Yeah. It's pretty sweet, I have to admit.
So what are we going to taste here?
Well, a little something to set us right after the technical difficulties in the last set, I think. This is this is Bohemian, so our Bohemian beer, which is a kind of Pilsner, right? So a lot of people know Pilsner, yeah? It's the most popular style of beer in the world. Uh-huh. But Pilsner originated in a place called Pilsen in the Czech Republic. This is back when it was actually a German state called Bohemia. That's why this beer is called Bohemian. Pilsner should be nice and clean. I have a little myself here. A little bit of a hot bite, but balance is the issue here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks very
much.
That's
a little darker than a lot of Pilsners I see.
It is, and that's
the
inherent
Bohemian.
Of the style, from the Bohemian
uh-huh.
style. So a good commercial example coming from the Czech Republic, although it's changed a little bit, now it's been bought by an international conglomerate, is Pilsner Urquell. And you'll notice a darker color there, too. And that's
a unibrow company, I believe, isn't it?
I think that it is now, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the first Pilsner I ever had.
Yeah, really?
Urquell, that's some tremendous stuff. But this is made in Michigan, baby.
This is made in Michigan. We're using as much local materials as we can, which, frankly, at this point is not that much, but we're working on getting more local raw materials. We're making this beer in that fashion, that sort of old Bohemian tradition, in order to bring that kind of brewing back to the U.S. It's kind of been lost. It's an expensive process, and it's difficult to make.
This is phenomenal.
Thank you.
It really, I'd put it right up there with Urquell.
I appreciate that.
It's a different style than Urquell, actually. Theirs has a little more of a bite to it. This is smoother.
Yeah, theirs does, and it has a flavor component come by the yeast called diacetyl as well. So there's a little bit of butteriness that they have in Pilsner Urquell. I don't have it in this beer because it's not to my palate.
Well, you've got Michigan water to make yours with. You have a distinct advantage.
Exactly.
And, you know,
no question.
We're not going to play Bohemian Rhapsody, but we do have a Bohemian on the line, actually, right now.
Good.
And it is Chris Marks. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Bob, you're exactly right. I am a German Bohemian. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And you're missing out on some of your legacy is right here in a cup. And I got to tell you, it's phenomenal. It would go great with a smoked venison backstrap.
Yeah. Oh, God, you know it. You know, venison's some of the best to smoke. You know, a lot of people want to throw it on the grill, but you mix up a nice little soy and a nice little some vinaigrette and a little brown sugar, a little minced garlic, I tell you what, you marinate it for a couple hours in that, and you throw it on the smoker, wrap a little bacon around it, nothing better. It melts, literally melts in your mouth. You'll never get that on a grill because it tightens the cell structure up so tight.
That sounds so good.
And that smoker just lets that cell structure relax, and, I mean, again, it's almost putty. It just melts.
See, I'm thinking a lot of people don't really look at venison and say, yeah, that's a meat I'd smoke because it's not fatty. They always think you have to have something real fat to smoke. No pun
absolutely
intended.
You're correct. And, you know, the great thing about smoking is the real physics behind it and how it allows the cell structures to relax. You really don't need a lot of meat, a lot of fat to do that with. You know, you can always compensate with bacon. You can always put the bacon over a cross, whether it be a steak, whether it be a roast. You know, it's just real easy to do, especially smoking. It's just so conducive to wild game. It works so well.
Okay, so how about a venison shoulder? You and I talked earlier this week. We talked all things venison, really.
Yeah.
A shoulder,
you're talking a shoulder, you're going to be talking a larger cut of meat. You're also going to be talking a very muscular piece of meat because, they're going to be using that. That's going to be a really what we call a dark muscle. So how are we going to compensate for that? What I do is I use an injection method, and I'll inject. You're going to probably have 7 to 8 muscles in that shoulder. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to inject between those muscles and the fats and the connective tissues. And again, especially on venison, I like to use that soy base, you know, with that honey vinaigrette. It really, really compensates. It works very well with the venison.
Okay. I can't believe, I think I've only smoked one piece of meat, one piece of venison ever. And that was a backstrap. And I got to tell you, I didn't do it right. I overcooked it.
Yeah, most people do overcook. On our cooking temperatures, what we really need to watch on our temperatures, especially on that backstrap, we want to run it right around that 145 to 150 because that's going to make sure that it's cooked and it's cooked well and it's going to pass our little safety indicators, but that's going to give it that nice tenderness. Most people want to cook that stuff up to like 180 degrees. If you do that, you're just cooking all the goodness out of it. You're just going to have a pretty much bland, tough cut of meat. So you really need to pay attention to those venison, especially when you're looking at those temperature ranges.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, we always appreciate you helping us out here. I'm going to see you next weekend. We're going to be at the American Royal in Kansas City, and I'll try and bring one of these Detroit Brewing Company beers out with me so you can taste a little bit of good Bohemian heritage.
Absolutely. And words to live by. You can always compensate with bacon.
All right.
Yep, always bacon, and then a little more bacon on top of the bacon. Remember that. And Bob, it'd be fun to coming down to play with the big boys. So
yeah, that's going to be great. I'm looking for it. All right, thanks so much. That's Chris Marks. This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.